We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Hey, Cecil, is that tape rolling down there? Let's roll, I'm ready to go. Where the hell at?
Everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR. And that is also CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca online. And yeah, you can download podcasts of this show. It's been down for a few weeks, but yes, our podcasting system is back up and running, and my name is Aaron, and I got a great show for you today. And today we're showcasing act who you probably know of very well, at least if you know about punk rock and hardcore and listen to this show on a regular basis. Talking about a band that's been going for about 35 years, and they're playing their last show next Friday here in town. And I'm talking about Locals DOA. Yes, they are saying farewell to Vancouver, and they're doing their final tour, and yeah, they have a very long legacy behind them, and we're going to be looking at the works of DOA, I guess from their present, their up until present day, from their very humble beginnings back in 1977, and yes, DOA were formed out of the Skulls, and they became DOA, and yeah, DOA are one of the most important bands of all time, not only locally, but internationally as well. They've toured like crazy, and they helped coin the term hardcore, and yeah, they're a big influence. Had DOA not toured so extensively in the early 80s, there was probably a whole crop of bands that might not have come up, because like the first wave of punk bands that formed after seeing the Ramones, the second wave formed after seeing DOA. So yes, we're going to be looking at the works of DOA, like I said. So we're going to be going back to 1978 from the Disco Sucks 7-inch debut 7-inch. Most of the stuff was written. The stuff was all written in 1977, but it was recorded in 1978. So yeah, we're going to hear the title track of that single called Disco Sucks. And this is the classic lineup of DOA as a three-piece featuring Joey Shithead on guitar and vocals, Randy Rampage on bass, and Chuck Biscuits on drums. And if there's anything you'd like to hear by DOA in the next hour, why don't you give me a call? The number is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And remember, disco sucks.
Disco sucks! Oh. I'm fucking walking around right out of town. Sounds of paper, stomping around. That disco sucks, not shit. Sounds of paper, stomping around. That disco sucks, not shit. Lots of monster people. Built in a monster temple. Lots of monster people. Building a monster temple. Disco sucks, disco sucks, not shit. Disco sucks, disco sucks, disco sucks, not shit. Disco sucks, disco sucks, disco sucks, not shit. Not shit, not shit, not a fucking shit. No, it's a fucking crap. Get out of my way.
breaking my rules, you gotta break it. Doesn't matter what fucking voice, you really haven't got any choice. The human life can stand away, cause we're on our way to a new good day. We're just born in the middle, sitting down with the black widow.
Take out your inner brain.
All right, recorded June 23rd, 1978, at the first ever Georgia Strait Battle of the Bands. That was DOA from the Triumph of the Ignoroids release. Came out in 1979. We heard a track called Nazi Training Camp, and that was also a track off their first single, which we started the set all off with. We started the whole show off with DOA off a live recording from Club Soda going back to 1989, which showed up on a release called Talk Minus Action Equals Zero, America the Beautiful. Then we heard from DOA, started that last set off from the Disco Sucks single going back to 1978, which was recorded at Ocean Sound Studios in North Vancouver, and it was engineered by Dave Thomas. And the EP was recorded and mixed in 9 hours, and 500 copies were originally pressed of it, and then they made another 500 a couple weeks later, and it was originally released on Sundeath Records in the fall of 1978, and it came out on Quintessence Records with a new cover. They released the other 500 copies, and then we followed with the title track of their second single, The Prisoner. And that came out in November 1978, and the original 1,000 copies had a red DOA hand-stamped onto the toe cover, and the next pressing of 4,000 had a regular cover, recorded at Little Mountain Studios. And then we heard the title track off their next single, World War III, which was recorded at Little Mountain Studios in early 1979, another one that came out on Quintessence Records. And the first 1,000 of these were sold. The manager of DOA, Ken Lester at the time, thought that the photos of the band in the front were too cutesy, so a wrap-up around cover was designed and placed on the original. And then we heard a track going back to 1978, which showed up on the compilation, the Vancouver Complication, Kill Kill, This Is Pop. And that also showed up on a compilation on Sudden Death Records, which was revamped in the 90s, and it was on a compilation called The Lost Tapes. And we had that set off with DOA from the Triumph of the Ignoroids release. We heard a track called Nazi Training Camp from that, which was also on their first record. So, we're going to get into the Hardcore 81 record now, and this one was still the three-piece of Chuck Biscuits. Well, it was actually a four-piece, but the three-piece, the same three guys were still in DOA at the time. Chuck Biscuits, Joey Shithead, Randy Rampage. But they got an additional guitar player, Dave Gregg. And this is a very prolific album. It started the ball for a lot of things like hardcore. And we're going to hear a track from it. We're talking about the Hardcore 81 release. And we're going to hear a track called Smash the State. Term that I don't know if they coined, but they probably popularized it quite a bit. So yeah, DOA doing a track called Smash the State off the fantastic Hardcore 81 release. Here we go.
You're builds. Come here, ooh, who's running builds? Come back, come back. Come back, come back. Special advice on Bobby New Cox. Did he sing in this bush? Night is when I hunt. Come back, come back. I have fallen off the carport. That bear said, what's the problem? Then I asked if the enemy of cops was sharp or goo. That's sharp or goo. Ever been a killer fool from goo? And yes, if you have me all kazoo. And mama mia, abundanza.
Have you seen time?
In and out.
All right, from the Right to Be Wild single by DOA, we heard the track called Fuck You. And at the time, this was recorded in 1983, Randy Rampage had left the band and was joined by ex-Subhuman singer Sonny Boy Roy, also known as Wimpy, also known by his real name, which is Brian Goble. And, yeah, he joined them after the Subhumans broke up and after Randy Rampage left. And that song, Fuck You, was originally done by an old Vancouver band called The Stiffs. It was later resurrected by the Subhumans, and it morphed into a DOA song. And that Right to Be Wild single came out in 1983, and it came out as a benefit for ex-Subhumans bass player Jerry Hanna, who had gotten himself into some trouble involving direct action with the Squamish Five. And yes, Sonny Boy Roy, Wimpy, Brian Goble, he joined DOA for the Warren 45, or he joined, and the first release, full-length release he did was the Warren 45 release, and we heard two tracks off that, Let's Fuck and America the Beautiful. And also in the set from the, during the Hardcore 81 era, recorded during the Hardcore 81 tour, we heard a single from DOA called Positively DOA, and we heard a track called Fucked Up Ronnie, which was a reworking of a DOA song called Fucked Up Baby. And yes, DOA also played the Rock Against Reagan Festival, I believe it was in Ohio, I'm drawing a blank, don't quote me, I shouldn't be saying if I don't know off the top of my head, but yeah, the Fucked Up Ronnie, the Rock Against Reagan Festival happened, and DOA played that song, Fucked Up Ronnie. And yeah, that 7-inch came out on Alternative Tentacles in England 1981, and we started with a release from 1981 called Hardcore 81. It was based on a two-night gig that DOA did at a place called The Laundromats, which became Richards on Richards, which is no more. They had the Hardcore 2001 festival there, but originally it was a two-night show with DOA, The Bludgeon Pigs, Toxic Reasons, 7 Seconds, No Exit, and a bunch of others, yes, during 1981, two nights. And yeah, we're going to get into some more DOA. We're going to get into some more of the period with Brian Goble. We're going to go to 1984's release. I'm going to say 84, 85. This is kind of a malign DOA release. It's called Let's Wreck the Party. Actually, the songs on it weren't too bad. However, it had a big, slick, commercial rock production. A lot of people think this is DOA's worst record. I tell you, though, if it had a raw production, it would definitely be a punk album. But how overproduced it is makes it more of a rock record. But the songs are pretty good, as I said. So we're going to hear one of the faster tunes on it. And the track we're going to hear is called Race Riot. Here we go. Sticks on the street.
so crits are high on the hog, while all the folks on welfare are eating just like dogs. Over in the soup line, they're starting to unwind, eating Billy's table scraps and drinking cooking wine. While down on your luck, boys, and out in the street, billions of crits are bopping, throwing nickels at your feet. Billy says to Jimmy, "You old flim-flam man, let's gather all our pals and plan a little scam. We'll clean out the east side like throwing out the trash, and when the party's over, we'll split up all the cash." While down on your luck, boys, and out in the street, billions of crits are laughing, throwing nickels at your feet. We're gonna need some luck, 'cause people don't mean nothing against the mighty buck. Yeah, now's the time to stand up, this ain't the time to quit. Why, people all together now, let's call bullshit, bullshit. Down on the luck, boys, out in the street, billions of crits are laughing, throwing nickels at your feet. But down on your luck, boys, and out in the street, billions of crits are laughing, throwing nickels at your feet. While down on your luck, boys, and out in the street, billions of crits are laughing, throwing nickels at your feet. While down on your luck, boys, and out in the street, billions of crits are laughing, throwing nickels at your feet.
Good adventures of what we need. Serve your country, learn how to.
see what the leaves on your back. Exile or jail, that's the fact.
In the year 1963, French artist Robert Filou chose January 17th as Art's birthday and pronounced Art 1 million years old.
On January 17th, CITR celebrates with 24 hours of radio art. That's 24 hours of the weird and the reckless in your ear holes. Tune in to hear radio and sound art, noise and experimental music, and all the strangeness CITR programmers and the Vancouver community has to offer. Guest hosts and artists include Prophecy Sun, Patrick Sampler, Whip the UFO, sound artists Anna Fritz, Julie Gendron, and Emma Hendricks, Giorgio Magnanesi of Vancouver New Music, and more. For schedule updates on all our birthday madness, stay tuned to CITR and like us on Facebook. To participate, submit your art or weirdo idea by midnight Sunday, January 13th, to arts@citr.ca. Happy 1,050th birthday, Art!
All right, and you're tuned into Generation Annihilation, showcasing the work of the prolific act DOA, who will be playing their final show in Vancouver at the Rickshaw Theatre this coming Friday. And we start things off with DOA from the Let's Wreck the Party CD. We heard a track called Race Riot, and we followed with a track from their Don't Turn Your Back on Desperate Times, a track called A Season in Hell. And the drummer for that on that session was Greg James from Verbal Abuse, San Francisco hardcore band. He didn't last very long in the band before John Card stepped in on the throne, and we heard some stuff that he recorded, the True North Strong and Free release going back to 1987. We heard a track called Bullet Catcher. And then we heard from DOA from the Murder release, Africana Security. And that release, Dave Gregg had departed. And Chris Prom, also known as Wayne Gretzky from the Dagle Abortions, joined in on second guitar. And DOA called it a day for a little while after 1989. And they got back together in 1992 and gave us a release called 13 Flavors of Doom. And it was put out on Alternative Tentacles Records. And we're going to hear a track from that called Already Dead here on Generation Annihilation on this DOA showcase this Saturday. And So, yeah, from the release, 13 Flavors of Doom, which came out in 1992, DOA with a track called Already Dead. As I said, here we go.
Hey! later. Cause I fucking scar. That there's a fucking thing to do. Pick up my fucking down my skull.
You're gonna go.
What happened?
You're gonna go.
What else do I hope that it gets to you soon?
You're gonna go.
That's that shit.
You're gonna go.
Yeah, you're on the hope that it gets to you soon.
You're gonna go.
What happened?
You're gonna go.
What else do I hope that it gets to you soon? Kill you later.
All right, winding up another edition and winding up this edition of Generation Annihilation, which is a showcase on DOA, who will be playing their last show this coming Friday at the Rickshaw Theater. And we heard a track from their comeback release, 13 Flavors of Doom in 1992. They were a three-piece at this point, with Brian Goble on bass, Joey Shithead on vocals and guitar, and Ken Jensen, who tragically lost his life a few years later, on drums. And he played on the next album we heard too, Loggerheads. We heard a track called Log Jam. And then a record from 1995. This was after Ken lost his life. For this release, John Wright from No Means No stepped into the drum stool and played on this album, The Black Spot, which came out on Essential Noise Records. And so, yes, DOA playing their last ever show in Vancouver with the Rebel Spell, Rampage, and Fierce Creep, Friday, January 18th, Rickshaw. So, yes, DOA, most, I will say, the most important Canadian punk band of all time, one of the most important punk bands ever. One of the most important bands ever. They've played more, done more touring, done more cause, more benefits for more causes than any other band out there. So thank you, DOA. And yes, we wound up all pretty much most DOA releases from the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to too many from the 2000s, but there was a handful of good ones, including the one that just came out this year called We Come in Peace. And we're going to hear a track off that, and it's called Dioana. So do you want to see DOA next week at the Rickshaw Theater? I do. I've got tickets. It'll be a good time. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
Do you wanna?
Yeah, I think it's you.
Do you wanna?
Yeah, you do.
Do you wanna?
Yeah.
Hello. I did say never say never. A leopard can't change its spots. I'm back. This is Metal Ron and Power Chord. That's what you're listening to. I'm back for the long run, it looks like. All I can say is it was a misunderstanding, and let's leave it at that. Water under the bridge. I'm back. New year, lots of new releases, lots of new stuff to look forward to, concerts and albums and everything else that goes along with the great genre of metal in general. And since I'm back, obviously right now is my annual top 10 releases of 2012. A little bit late, but of course I didn't expect to be back. Anyway, I guess one thing I'll just mention at the beginning here, big kind of announcement for fans of Firewind. At Scrape Records on, I better double check the date, but February 19th, they're going to be doing a live acoustic set and autograph session, and it's free from 6 till 7 o'clock. So, yeah, JJ's definitely pulling out the stops for the metal fans out there, trying to do what he can to, you know, support the scene and give you guys back, you know. So anyway, I'm going to cut the chatter here. Got lots of music to play. I always do my top 10s backwards, so we're going to start off with my number 10.